Residential Network Services, Early Trials. My name is David Greaves. I live and work in Cambridge, England. For the last 25 years, I have studied or worked at the University of Cambridge Computer Laboratory, but I've also been involved in a number of companies. Last week, I came across a recording of a broadcast that I made together with my colleague Stanley Wee on the Cambridge local radio station, where we described some early broadband networking experiments that we were running. This broadcast was made 13 years ago, when residential broadband was unheard of. So it will be interesting to hear it again. Will our predictions sound correct, cringeworthy, or just widely off course? Two local companies were put together to form the technology for our trial. I was chief scientist of ATM Limited, which we spun out of Olivetti Research, and which aimed to provide network-attached devices for use in the home. The sort of thing which we take now fairly readily for granted. For instance, a video camera directly connected to the network, so that the pictures are accessible anywhere on the network. But in those days, that was unusual. In those days, about the only things connected to the network were computers. With my colleague David Milway, I designed the switches that were installed in the curbside boxes and which provided the key infrastructure for the trial. The second company was Online Media, which we set up as a spin-out from Acorn Computer, and that was making digital set-top boxes for digital television, which again was a new concept. In order to get the digital content across Cambridge, I went to see Hugo Davenport, the managing director of Cambridge Cable, the local cable TV company. Cable TV was, by the way, very unusual in Britain at that time. Hugo basically said, "You can put what you like in our curbside boxes and use our ducts, fibres and power supplies, provided you don't upset any of my analogue customers." So we designed and installed the digital switches in a fair number of curbside boxes, and ultimately we had about 50 homes and schools connected up across Cambridge back to the Cambridge Cable central office in Ainsworth Street, over a digital broadband network. We managed to attract a fair amount of attention for the trial. A number of retailers saw the opportunity for advertising on this new medium, including high street names. And of course we had films, in MPEG-1 format. I can remember at least 20 or so films being available, perhaps more were added later on. And these were streamed in digital format across the network to Online Media set-top boxes in people's homes. Anyway, that's probably enough by means of introduction, so let's listen to the recording, broadcast on the 13th of July 1994, and see whether our predictions for the future came true.